KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Recapping some Saturday sports, not a busy day at all Saturday around the area. In high school sports, in girls soccer, Kemper Catholic defeated Boone 3-1, Gilbert over Kemper Catholic 4-0. In boys soccer, it was Johnston beating Glenwood 5-1, and Glenwood topping Nevada 5-1. Also at the Shenandoah Phillies Tennis Invitational Saturday, a four-team tournament, it was Denison with 14 points, the team champs, Shenandoah with a dozen points second, Glenwood third with 8 points, and St. Albert with 6 points as fourth. The singles champion, number one singles champion, was Mara Perscavino of Denison. The number one doubles champs were Hannah Daly and Heidi Fichter of Shenandoah. Denison's Paige Lansick won the number two singles, and Jordan Major and Jenna Hogue of Shenandoah took the number two doubles title. Well, perhaps the most crucial spring practice session of Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz's 17-year tenure reached the halfway point Saturday. For the third spring game in a row, the Hawkeyes traveled to West Des Moines, just minutes away from the state capital, and about a 30-minute drive from Iowa State's spring scrimmage on Saturday. Iowa's coming off a disappointing 7-6 season and must replace key starters on both sides of the ball. The offensive and defensive lines are in flux, and C.J. Beathard has taken over at quarterback for Jake Rudock, who will transfer after losing the starting job. Ferentz said it's our ninth practice. Depth is always an issue in spring practice, and it's certainly something that will continue to develop. Meantime, Iowa State football team wrapped up their spring drills over the weekend, and Coach Paul Rhodes says he likes the progress that his team has made.
The growth of this team internally from a competitive standpoint, from a cohesion standpoint, maybe exceeded expectations of where I wanted to get to by April 11th. I don't think you could look at any of the skill development at any position and not say it's improved at a level that we needed to with the 15 opportunities given to us by the NCAA. So the simple answer to that without hesitating is yes.
Rhodes says there's still a long way to go on both sides of the football.
It's hard for you and the public fan to judge a football team by this day because I penalize both sides of the ball, coordinators, you know, with what I allow them to do. And you don't get any type of rhythm. You certainly don't get any type of game planning going on. So you're out there playing fundamental technique football, and it's hard to find consistent success when that's where you're playing.
The Cyclones will open up next season at home September 5th against UNI. Two Iowa State University football players were arrested in separate incidents after Saturday's spring game. The Des Moines Register reports that 20-year-old Jack Rhodes, who is the son of Coach Paul Rhodes, was one of the two players arrested. The other player was 23-year-old Terry Ianni. Neither player appeared in court. They were no longer in custody Sunday morning. Coach Paul Rhodes said he's aware of the situation and will gather more information before deciding what discipline the players will face. Police records say that Jack Rhodes was arrested around 11:30 Saturday night on suspicion of public intoxication. Ames Police Sergeant Joel Congdon says that officers say Ianni punched another man early Sunday when they were called to break up a scuffle. He is suspected of disorderly conduct. Well, Jordan Spieth has been fitted for a green jacket after he completed one of the greatest performances in Masters history. The 21-year-old Spieth closed with a 2-under-par 70 to win his first Grand Slam title by 4 strokes over Phil Mickelson and Justin Rose. His lead never shrank below 3 shots in a final round that allowed him to finish 18-under-par, tying the Masters record set by Tiger Woods in 1997. Spieth was in line to break the 72-hole record until he missed a 5-foot par putt on the final hole. Spieth opened with an 8-under-64 on Thursday, allowing him to become the first wire-to-wire winner since Raymond Floyd in 1976. It comes 1 year after he lost a share of the lead in the final round. Craig Woods in 1941 is the only other Masters champion who led by at least 3 shots from the opening round to the trophy presentation. Rory McIlroy finished at minus 12. He was 6 shots back. That was one better than Hideki Matsuyama. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Matt Carpenter hit a 2-run homer off of Kevin Gregg in the 11th inning, lifting the St. Louis Cardinals over Cincinnati 7-5 in a game Sunday that featured the Major League debut of Cuban right-hander Raisel Iglesias for the Reds. Carpenter's 392-foot drive to center on a full-count pitch from Gregg followed Colton Wong's single. Carlos Villanueva pitched two innings, worked out of a bases-loaded jam in the 10th by striking out Todd Frazier. St. Louis took two of three in that series, and they've won 13 consecutive three-game series against Cincinnati. Iglesias allowed three runs and five hits over five innings with two walks and four strikeouts. Signed last July to a $27 million seven-year contract, he became the first Reds player since Mike Leake in 2010 to reach the majors without playing a minor league game. Elsewhere in the National League on Sunday, the New York Mets beat Atlanta 4-3. It was Washington over Philadelphia in 10 innings, 4-3. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 10-2. The Cubs over Colorado 6-5. Dodgers beat Arizona 7-4. And the Padres beat the Giants 6-4. In the American League, Alcides Escobar and Alex Rios hit two-run doubles. Salvador Perez homered, and the defending American League champion Kansas City Royals extended their season-opening win streak to six games with a 9-2 victory over the Los Angeles Angels on Sunday. The winning streak is the Royals' second longest to open a season. They won their first nine in 2003 under first-year manager Tony Peña, but finished only four games over .500 and third in the AL Central that season. Albert Pujols hit his 522nd career home run to move past Ted Williams, Willie McCovey, and Frank Thomas for sole possession of 18th on the career list. The solo drive off of Yordano Ventura landed in the lower seats in the left field corner. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, the Royals, despite their 6-0 start, still are tied for first in the AL Central. Detroit has won six straight to start the season. The Tigers beat Cleveland 8-5 yesterday. Toronto beat Baltimore 10-7. The White Sox over Minnesota 6-2. Houston needed 14 innings to beat Texas 6-4. Seattle beat Oakland in 10 innings 8-7. And it was the New York Yankees over the Boston Red Sox 14-4. One interleague game yesterday saw Tampa Bay beat Miami 8-5. In Pacific Coast League baseball on Sunday, the Iowa Cubs beat Memphis 7-2. It was Omaha 4-0 over New Orleans. Iowa plays at New Orleans tonight. Omaha opens up a series at Memphis this evening. And the 15th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes baseball team has still not dropped a series this season. The Hawkeyes scored a run in the top of the 7th inning to take the lead for good in a 2-1 victory over 16th-ranked Maryland as the Hawkeyes claimed two of three games in that Big Ten series.
Found a way to get it done. Calvin Matthews gutted it out, gave us five innings on the mound. He was outstanding as he always is. Ryan Erickson came in, did a nice job, and then Luke Vandermeiden gave us a little over two innings and struck out four, gets the big save, pitched great. You know, couldn't be prouder of the team.
That's Coach Rick Heller. The Hawkeyes improved 8-1 in the Big Ten and 23-9 overall.
You know, we're not in a great place offensively right now, but we're finding ways to win. That's what great teams do. Our pitching and defense, they're carrying us. There's no question in my mind that once we get home for a while, the bats are going to come back around and everything will be fine.
Well, they'll be home for a while as the Hawkeyes play 10 of their next 11 games at home in Iowa City. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.